Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again, Blog Talk Radio listeners, and those finding this on streaming Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And of course, this show is found on my website and most of the time on the guest website. So whether you're tuning in from Blog Talk or finding it via social media streaming, welcome once again to the Prenzing Show. It's Wednesday, and it's Mountain Standard Time, Colorado time here, where we do the Prenzing Show every Wednesday from 4 to 4:30. And once again, for those new and not so new, the Prenzing Show is definitely not the printing show. I still get the giggles 5 million years that I've had this name, that I say it, but if you don't see it in the in printing, that's funny. If you don't see it, if you don't see the letters and you just hear it, it does sound like the printing show and that I'm in the newspaper business. And in fact, I really am not. It is the Prenzing Show, which is my last name. That is P like Paul, R-I-N-Z like zebra, I-N-G, the Prenzing Show. So if you want to contact me, my business is the Prenzing Method, which is a method that I developed and was named after me via my clients because of the uniqueness of what it is that I do. And I, as well, like to have guests on the show that are as unique and have sort of found their gift in life or their dharma or their life purpose, which I feel like I have, and I love to interview people and spread that. It's about promoting everybody's best market niche here, spreading good news, and changing the face of news, really, in my mind, where we're the antithesis of CNN and your local news channel, where we really want to help people. We really want people to do what it is that they're on the planet to do, and we want to spread that. And if there is no good news, we will make it up. We will just make it up as we go along. Of course, that's a personal aspect of mine, as I'm so tired of hearing bad news. I'm tired of hearing people's bad news, and I'm tired of turning on that stupid television and hearing bad news all day. So here we are to change that. And I am, for those of you who do not know, I am an intuitive physical and mental rehab expert. And again, that title was given to me by clients as well. Some of my clients call me the body whisperer, which is a little bit more different to understand. But at any rate, without further ado, I'm going to tell you a few things about our exciting guest today, because it's always exciting here at the Prenzing Method. It's never a dull moment. So I'm going to be having Joseph Keringer on the show today. And he does something that I think is fabulously unique. He is a didgeridoo musician and sound therapist with Ancient Voices Harmonic Therapy is the name of his business, Ancient Voices Harmonic Therapy. And a didgeridoo, I'm going to have him explain soon, is this ancient instrument that looks like, to me, a ginormous, because that's a new word. It looks to me like a ginormous flute, in a sense, but it's, I think, wooden or perhaps bamboo, and Joseph will, of course, tell us or correct me if I'm wrong. He uses healing with sound. I use healing via the somatic body and via auditory as well. I am also clairauditory, so I do readings and intuitive readings and can even help people physically over the phone. And I'm sure Joseph does the same thing because he uses sound as a way of healing. And another word I want to throw out, he uses sound as an aspect of entrainment, of entraining and really honing in on frequencies and vibrations. And he works yoga classes, doing sound yoga classes, works with sleep apnea, has some sound remedies for that. And we're going to learn so much more, and we're going to see how the combination of what I do and he does crosses paths. And I'll give you a tidbit on that. As some of you know, I developed as part of my thesis research project and resource, in a sense, the Prenzing Audio Yoga MP3, which is, we'll use this as a springboard as we introduce Joseph here in 1 second, is it's a 60-minute MP3 for download, $25 on my website, that is learning and doing yoga only by what you hear guided by my voice and not what you see. And the benefits to that are obvious at first, I'm sure, as you can tell. So I'm going to use that, again, as our springboard to welcome Joseph to the Prenzing Show. So welcome, Joseph. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you on the show. And it just started raining here in Colorado, so that must be something exciting is going to happen today.
Well, you know, the sun just came out here in Pittsburgh. It's we've turned into a bit of a tropical rainforest this summer, which is kind of cool. After having lived in Hawaii years ago, it's really just like being this summer. So I'd rather have the rain than the drought. So.
Yeah, we've had the same thing. How long have you lived there?
You know, my wife is from Pittsburgh originally. I grew up in New England, which makes it really interesting when football season comes around. So, we've recently moved back to the Pittsburgh area after having lived in New England for 14 years. So now I've actually moved my practice, and my base is now in the greater Pittsburgh area. We've been here, we've been settling in over the last year and back into Pittsburgh full time.
Wow. Yeah, I've lived here in Colorado all my life, which, as I said before, is about 5 million years.
Well,
and I have never.
I love Colorado.
I do too. I love it. And I've never, ever seen or lived through a summer this wet. Not ever. It's the strangest thing. We're turning into. You brought Hawaii with you, or some air, some humidity of some kind you brought with you. So let's start by talking about the instrument. Can you give the listeners the what?
The didgeridoo.
Yes, you said it so fast I thought you were speaking Aborigine or something. So I don't even know the history of that and where it comes from. Can you give us some tidbits about the history of that as far as the musical instrument and where it kind of began, if you know anything about it?
Absolutely. So it's pretty much accepted that the instrument is between 40 and 80,000 years old, based on the fact that it's included in multiple Dreamtime stories of creation from the Aboriginal tribes of Australia. So it's traditionally an Aboriginal Australian instrument, but there's also some possibility that it could predate the Aboriginal Australians and could have come down through Southeast Asia and Indonesia, the Philippines, that point when the land bridge, when the early humans came across out of, up out of Africa into Asia, and that group of humans that came down into Australia that got sectioned off onto that side of the onto that continent. Because the Indonesians and the Filipinos actually have their own version of a didgeridoo, one out of bamboo, which you had mentioned earlier. And then that's the Filipinos. And then the Indonesians actually make cordwood. But when talking about what is accepted as the traditional didgeridoo being from the Australian Aborigines, they're made out of eucalyptus that have been hollowed out by termites and fitted with a beeswax mouthpiece. Yeah, so it's a big, heavy piece of wood. And usually it's the tree trunk. So when you see the pictures of me holding them, those are all pretty much from small trees that had a termite condo inside of it. And at some point there was, and actually all of the didgeridoos that I use have been traditionally Aboriginal harvested. So at some point an Aboriginal didge maker went out into the outback, listened by knocking and hearing inside of the tree to hear if there was a didgeridoo inside of it. And if the hollowness had reached the maturity to be harvested, and then harvested out that that piece, and then you clear out the termites and clean it up and fit it with the beeswax mouthpiece, and then you have an instrument. So as a traditional Aboriginal instrument, they're part of their oral tradition for tribal song, tribal dance, passing down their oral history and their stories, which many of them done through song. What I do with the work in the sound therapy work that I do is not an Aboriginal tradition. I've never actually been to Australia in this life. Instrument came to me quite by serendipity, and I picked it up and could just play, and started out playing with blues and jazz musicians in 1997, and then moved on in 2004 into discovering the therapeutic applications of it, and started my sound therapy practice then.
Oh, I love your history of it all. So it's fabulous. Can you give us and give the listeners then, let's do like at least 30 seconds or a minute of some sounds from it. Can you do that?
Absolutely. All right, so here we go.
All right. Here we go. I love that. Is that the end?
Yeah. You can play as much as you'd like. So.
Yeah, no, I love it. It makes me think of several things. It makes me sort of think of that movie back in the day when there was something about somebody, maybe it wasn't a movie, it was even a radio show where someone was talking about the aliens coming down or something, and it was someone's show and somebody thought it was for real. I don't even remember the name of it, but it kind of reminds me of that because it almost sounds like a language of some other planet. It almost sounds like speaking of this.
Well, there are definitely vocalizations inside of it. One of the Aboriginal Dreamtime stories. So each one of the tribes that have the didgeridoo indigenous to it. It's not something that every tribe in Australia played because you had to have the termites, you had to have the eucalyptus, and they had to come together to hollow the trees. They did have extensive trade routes across the continent, so it kind of found its way here and there. But, you know, for the tribes that didn't have them, they're really prized instruments. The tribes that there were between 35 and 40 different names, tribal names for the didgeridoo, none of them being didgeridoo. Didgeridoo is actually an onomatopoeia, and when the European Australians ended up on the continent 200 years ago and ran into the Aboriginal tribes, they heard a traditional tribal call, and that call, you can actually say the words didgeridoo into the instrument, and that you'll hear it, you'll understand it. And it's interesting because I don't play, the way that I play is through, you know, I speak the English language, and the individual's language, dialect, vocal cords, and even lip structure, all of that affects the way that the instrument is played. So it's really just a hollow stick, and it's your relationship with your body and the hollow stick that generates the sound. The most common Dreamtime story is the story of Yadaki, and at the sound that Yadaki hears, which is he's a Dreamtime warrior in the Dreamtime. When he plays the didge for the first time, reminds him of the sound of the creation of the universe, that song line that created the universe.
Oh,
and interestingly enough, it has a very similar waveform shape to an ohm when you look at the actual waveform.
Okay.
So it's a very primal sound.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's the thing I was getting at, is it sounded very primordial, very primordial.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Oh. Yeah. So that's that creation sound that comes
yeah.
out of it, and
yeah.
that's the meat of the what it is that one when you're so for the work that I do, there's three basic ways the instrument affects a person, and the first is that those really deep tones, which actually the ones you couldn't hear or feel today through the radio broadcast. The ditch produces harmonics down to 0 hertz, and those really low frequencies are the same frequencies that you can use in medical infrasound and ultrasound applications. And so you can use it to stimulate bone growth, relieve muscle tension, muscle knotting, all the very physiological aspects of it. When the second way it affects a person, when you had mentioned the in training, you can apply sound in the same way that you apply acupuncture needles to a person.
Mm-hmm.
And you can clear out the energetic system and what the sound is doing, because all my digits are tuned. So that was the key of C, which is first chakra. What you're doing when you're using sound in an application to release stagnation is you're entraining that stagnant area back into the in-tune vibration of the seed sound of the chakra or the energy of that organ, if you're looking at it from traditional Chinese medicine. And then the third way it affects a person is the meditative, and that's the most important thing that the didgeridoo does, is it helps people get into deep meditative states. If you have difficulty meditating or you've not meditated before, it's a great set of training wheels. And if you meditate regularly, it tends to be a big up button and allow you to go deeper into your meditation. And that's that primal sound, that's those low hertz frequencies, it gets in there and really allows you to re-engage or engage your mind-body connection, quantum manifest, quantum co-creation through meditation, all of those different things.
That's fabulous. So it the word that comes to mind is, tell me if this rings true for you, is that you're using sound as medicine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's, it's one of the oldest forms of healing therapy for our species. And actually, it's not, I would venture to say it's not exclusive to our species when you even look at whales and dolphins and the frequencies that they emit and how the frequencies of sound that they can produce have these quantifiable healing effects. But yeah, it absolutely
right.
is a therapeutic healing modality.
Okay, perfect. So let's talk a little bit about the hertz frequency for people to understand this. And I'm going to give a few, but you may know more about it than I do. I think that you said 0 hertz was something you were playing with, but I'll add on to that. I from my training, I think 8 hertz is the resonance frequency of the earth as well as the heart of the human body, more the heart chakra as well as the physical heart. And then it makes me think of, I don't know if this is measured in hertz or something else. It makes me think of Target and Kmart where I go in and I get sick, and it's the frequency of the lights that are at 120.
Oh, yeah.
So you tell me, let's talk about that a little bit,
light,
about where it is.
Yeah, light. So everything is light and sound vibration. I'm the specific frequencies. I'm more from a musical background, so the
right.
Like A equals 440 or A equals 444. So I'm more regularly playing in terms of like my practice and my thinking inside of the audible range. Your brain waves are, I think those are at like 22 hertz. And then the 2 to 20 hertz range, like these are your inaudible sound waves.
Okay.
The fluorescent lights are going to be at a different, that's a visible spectrum of wave. So it's a different type of frequency, but I understand completely what you're saying about walking in and the fluorescent lights, but those produce an audible hum. So there's two things that could actually, they might even produce an inaudible hum. There's a couple of things when you walk into those big box stores that completely, they overwhelm me also. When I find myself inside of one, I always kind of joke around with my wife that it's like having somebody pop a flashlight right in your face, and you get so much stimulus, and you know, my eyes bug out of my head. I just like kind of look around. I can kind of look like a minion at that point, you know,
right,
kind of shaking.
Right.
But
yeah, I do too. Yes. It's a good explanation for some people who are sort of irritated walking in those stores, and then they perhaps think they're just irritated because they're shopping, when in fact it's because it's all that stimulus, just like you said. It also reminds me, right? It's that stimulus.
Absolutely.
Gosh, I want to say it's incoherent stimulus. Would that be correct?
I'll definitely give you a reminder. It's interesting because you walk into a casino, and a casino is designed to keep you trapped inside of it, and also destroy any ability for you to have any intuitive idea of what's going on. No, for real.
Yeah,
like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, and they'll even have
uh-huh.
someone that's you ever want proof of metaphysics? Like talk to a casino. Where the point that they'll even have somebody who's a freezer, or somebody that'll walk up and like ice a table if it's doing too well, because their vibration is just that of making people lose. Like, you know, and they'll have these people that'll come and sit on a really hot table to shut it down. And the big retail box store is in many ways the exact opposite of that. It's doing similar things, where it's overstimulating you with all of these different things that it wants you to buy, or you need this, or you need that, and it's that same frenetic. I heard that you don't watch television either. It's that same frenetic thing that happens with commercials, and everything is a 30-second soundbite. Even the way that they do editing nowadays with documentaries, when you look at the difference between Discovery Channel 10 years ago and Discovery Channel now. Everything is at the snap of a finger, and you're not getting complete sentences anymore. You're only getting tiny bits, and we don't fully know what the impact of that's going to be on the way people learn, the way people process and absorb information. Because it's all so new. You know, we're talking 50-60 years of these technologies, so. Yeah, it's an interesting time we live in. It's a very interesting time.
It is. It is. I would almost call this, other than it being overdone in a sense and perhaps incoherent, I would call this sensory integration hijack. Where you're, all your senses are just like hijacked, either to purchase or move or go, or to be stuck and be brain dead almost, right? So
there's a practitioner I worked with years ago, guy named Ed Hubble out of Saratoga Springs these days, who's a shamanic practitioner and acupuncturist, and really, really amazing mentor of mine. And the most important lesson that he taught inside of any of his workshops and taught me was, don't give your power away. You know, right now there's so many different vehicles out there for taking our power away from us, whether it's, you know, turning on NPR, the CNN, the newspaper, the mall, like all of these things. You know, we have to do what's necessary, but be aware of your space, your time, and your energy, and what pulls on it. Because these are all the things that affect our health at the end of the day. You know, if you've given away all your chi to these things, if you're worrying about, if you're, don't be oblivious to the world, but if you're spending all of your time focusing on the fact that there is this catastrophe 15,000 miles away, and you're obsessing over it, you're destroying your own internal chi. You're giving all your chi to something that you can have no impact on. And you know, those are the things that we need to really monitor as a community.
Yeah, so appreciate that. I have written an article on LinkedIn on that, and I call it, are you self-referral or are you object referral? And it's exactly what you said, is if your frame of reference and your attention is given to everything outside of yourself, boy, you're going to be coming to you and I for some help.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, I've said that with my practice, that we get this current generation coming back from the sensory overload and the hijack and what I would even call flicker vertigo, which comes from a military term. you know, people are going to be frazzled and their fuses are going to be blown and they're going to be calling Joseph and Marlene for some help and grounding and like redistribution of coming back to who you are. So speaking of that, let's give the listeners some websites. I've got a couple here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, let's go ahead. I'm going to let you do it so I don't mispronounce them because, one, I don't even know what it is, but it's curious. It's that V-A-S-T-I-N, but I'm not sure what's going on there. But give the listeners some websites about how to connect with you.
So my sound therapy website is DIDGE therapy, therapy.com, and all of the associated social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all of that is .com/DIDGE/therapy, DIDGE THERAPY, as well. And then the website that you were talking about, that's actually been, the name of that group has been changed to Table Syndicate, which is a musical group that I perform with. And that's just like it sounds, Table, T-A-B-L-E, Syndicate, S-Y-N. DICATE.com, and again all the associated social media that goes with that as well. And Table Syndicate is the backing band that does the down-tempo world groove music that so I have my chakra clearing collection on Ditch Therapy's products page, and then there's the musical collection, which is the like a world groove. And that's all produced. I tour with a gentleman named Josh Harris, who was Seal's keyboardist and music director on a corporate tour and has been doing major label production for the last 20 years. And he arranged all of the music for me and also the soundscapes for the Chakra Clearing CD. Josh did as well. And those are all on the web pages.
And what about the JamaicaEscapes.com? Is that still up?
Yeah, that's actually my wife's company.
Well, then call her, too.
Okay. Yeah, so then if you want to go to Jamaica and you want someone who can really take care of you, she has 28 private villas that she does the booking for. And the company's actually been around for the last 25 years, and she took it over as her company in 2008. And has been running it amongst managing me and my practice. One website that I would love to mention, there's a website. It's a company that supports not for profits. It's called Cadence and Cause, and it's CadenceandCause.com. Cadence and Cause. I'm doing a fundraiser on there to plant 1 million trees in the United States.
Oh.
And if you buy my music through that site, and I'm on there just as Joseph Carringer. So if you go to cadenceandcause.com and find me in their artist section, Joseph Carringer, and it's C-A-R-R-I-N-G-E-R, Joseph, K-O-S-C-P-H, Joseph Carringer. If you purchase any of the music that's available, and it's the same, a lot of the same tracks. There's 2 EPs and 2 singles that you can purchase from. Every purchase plants a tree, and not only does it plant a tree, but it plants the correct, proper, indigenous tree that's supposed to be in that area. So this organization's gone through, and it's foramericanforest.org. They've gone through and they've found what trees go into what environments in the United States, and they replant what was originally there. And I pledged 1 million trees. So,
excellent.
Yeah, so if people want to support that would be great.
Perfect. Well, that's some good news. Well, thanks for being on the show today. I got 30 seconds to sign out, but everybody's got all
your
contact information, and this was fabulous. So thanks again.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on the show.
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste.
There we go. We got 20 seconds to sign off on our show. What a fabulous show. So this is Queen Marlene Prinzing, the Prinzing Show. You know where to contact Joseph. Everybody needs some healing. Just choose your medium. Contact Joseph or contact me. I'm www.theprinzingmethod.com. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Signing off.